Monday night, I had just arrived back in the house with a child. I put a DVD on. Me and the child were sitting watching the DVD. Stacey had actually phoned me, and I was talking away to Stacey. Whilst I was on the phone to her, that I had seen these guys coming into my garden. It was at least 10 of them, like, at least 10. One went to the window, and they lined up from my railing right across the front of my house and started putting the windows in. Bricks, hammers, shouting. They were saying, get out of the house, get out. So I just lifted the child. There was glass flying everywhere. There was bricks coming into the house at this point because the windows, it's double glazing windows, and the windows had actually went right through. So the bricks were coming right into the house. This time I'd lifted Alicia and I ran into the kitchen.
Alicia was in your arms at this stage.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Alicia's 2 and 7 months.
What was she doing while this was happening?
She was squealing, yeah. She didn't know what was happening. She was saying, Daddy, 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 and I didn't know what to do. I just run into the kitchen with her and I put her up on the worktop and I was standing looking at her. Didn't know where to cry or what to do. I was shouting out at them actually, I've got a child in here, I've got a child in here, and carried on putting the windows in and stuff after the windows stopped breaking.
Did they have masks on?
Yeah, they were masked men.
Are you married or is Stacey your girlfriend? Or?
Stacey's my partner.
Okay.
We're not married, we're planning on it, we've been planning on it. Like.
I was on the other end of the phone. I just phoned Chrissy and I heard everything, like squealing, shouting. Glass just hit the floor, banging. Thought he was getting beat to death, like. I was crying. My daughter cut glass in her hair.
Can you describe Alicia, her injuries?
Yeah, she just got a cut to her forearm, dripping with blood.
How's Alicia been since?
Constantly crying now. She, like, she wasn't like that before, but it's starting to get to the point she cries that much. It's stressing me, like. I think I've done something wrong.
Have you?
No. I haven't. The only person go with Stacey.
You're Protestant?
Yeah.
Stacey, you?
Catholic. And this is why it's came to this, because of our religions.
How do you know?
After all the glass had stopped breaking, one of the masked men has put his head through the broken part of the window and he shouted in, you've 24 hours to get out, you fiending loving bastard.
Can I be straight up with you?
Yeah.
Because you're on this programme, it's a pretty high profile programme.
Yes.
So, if you had had parties, if you did deal drugs, if you've been in trouble with the cops before, somebody will probably tell us.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us, so they can't?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll openly admit to anything. Me and Stacey had a domestic, we're not the best couple in the world, every couple argues. I had a domestic, I went to court and stuff. For that I was fined and I got a 12-month probation order. I've nearly finished my probation order and me and Stacey's back on track.
And the police are saying that this was a sectarian attack,
yep.
To be fair to you.
Yes.
Stacey, do you think it's because of your religion?
Yes, definitely. Well, the one shouted that through the window, like, if it wasn't.
And how's Alicia been since with you?
She just doesn't want the bad man to come near her or daddy again, she says. She wakens up, she says, Mummy, we don't want to go to daddy's house. Bad man, when she talks, she trembles, she just wants to cry. And she said, the bad men are coming to get me and my daddy. Right.
Two years of age.
She's coming off fat, like, she's crying in her sleep.
I'm trying to work out, Chris, and it would be nuts because I don't know you. So over the last 15-20 minutes, yes. And I repeat that it is reprehensible, it is wrong for any attack of any nature to have happened.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out if you're a wee hard man that has been terrorising a community and they're trying to say, get out of this place, you thug, or whether you're a genuine young man who has been in trouble before, trying to put your life together, putting your family together, and these people are attacking you just because of your relationship. And I dare say that a lot of the listeners might be thinking the same as me.
I'm just a normal guy, just trying to live my life, like.
What does Northern Ireland feel like now as a couple that are in a mixed relationship?
I had a death threat from dissident Republicans for going into Ardoyan to visit Stacey. And that's because I'm a Protestant too. Police came to the door and issued me the letter to say there was information that might be vulnerable to an attack from dissident Republicans. I don't feel safe in the Catholic area. Stacey's not going to feel safe in the Protestant area.
What's your dream, Chris?
Just to be able to support my family, to be able to care for them, provide them nice things. That's all I want.